As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Remember, giving away Game 2 tickets all day on 106.7 The Fan. Listen every hour from 8:20 a.m. to 5:20 p.m. for your chance to win. So we are giving away tickets in the 8 o'clock hour and 9 o'clock hour. Easter is supposed to be a joyous day, Cakes.
Sure, of course.
Trying to remember exactly what the priest said in the sermon yesterday.
Okay. Good long-term, short-term memory you have over there.
It's tough to concentrate,
Cakes. I mean, this happened yesterday.
You know this. It's tough to concentrate. But Easter is supposed to be a joyous celebration,
sure.
Right? This is just a bad beat for a woman in Virginia. In Prince William County, a woman was gardening in her yard.
I think it was Prince George County.
Prince George.
Somewhere in Virginia. Okay, gardening. All right, gardening.
This article says Prince William County.
Okay. Anyway.
I can read.
Gardening generally, I mean, how would you meet your maker by gardening? This is, I don't know how this would happen.
Anyway, she's gardening.
Yeah.
And a tree.
Oh.
It says a tree branch.
Okay.
This picture looks like a tree fell on her.
Like a huge tree.
And she died. I mean, look at this.
Yeah, I mean, that looks... Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the bottom root of a gigantic tree. Like, that's the world's largest tree branch, if that's the case. I mean, that's just getting dealt due 7.
I want to say you did a list of 101 ways you won't die.
Yeah.
I doubt gardening was on there, but that's probably one of them.
Another one to
you
add.
You can add.
Now, look, gardening is great. I think it's a good pursuit as you get older. Like, if you want to grow your own vegetables and tend to your garden, I think it's a noble pursuit. I just don't think I would ever have the green thumb and or would commit the time to cultivate a garden. And have and grow fresh tomatoes and peppers and grow fresh herbs. Like, I'm not going to do it.
My dad always had a garden in the backyard, and it got bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
There was one summer, I've said it many times though, where we had an oversupply of squash,
right?
And we had to eat squash every night. It was such a drag. Mm. But we always had tomatoes,
sure,
and salad and lettuce and all that stuff.
Yeah,
really pass down to me.
I'm just going to rely on the local grocery store of note to have all of these items. Now, if there's a food shortage or the zombies take over or like there's famine and you need to be able to grow your own food, then I'm going to be in a pinch. I'm going to be in a tough spot because I'm not going to have
that's just
any.
A horrible way. Man, that's just awful.
I was going to farm out mowing the lawn this year.
Yeah.
My guy who's a stonemason by trade, but he has a landscaping company. He did the entrance wall to our house, and he's done some landscaping. I asked him if he'd mow the lawn, and he said he doesn't have any other lawns in the area and won't do it. So I had to mow it myself.
Oh. You know, that's it's.
I was going to farm it out this year. Too. I don't mind mowing the lawn, but our lawn is looking awful.
Yeah.
It needs help. It needs some help.
Can't you find somebody else in the neighborhood?
I could, but.
Or ask one of your neighbors who they use.
I trust my guy Mario.
I do mind mowing my lawn. I don't even have.
I haven't done it.
I don't even have a machine that would be able to mow the lawn.
I don't mind mowing the lawn, but I need somebody who knows how to transform my lawn, like with fertilizer and weed killer, whatever, to do it right.
That's why my guy Nelson comes over, does that. He aerates it. He overseeds it. He hooks it.
No, we've done the aerating and overseeding, but for some reason
it's not working.
A bunch of empty spots still. Because the way my house, the front lawn, it's shade 90% of the time.
Doesn't get the proper sunlight. That's going to be tough.
So Mario told me that I need a special kind of seed. I'm not qualified to know the type of seed.
Way over my head.
So we got to aerate. It's probably going to be a process. Mm.
I haven't mowed,
but hopefully no branches fall
since
on me.
I owned a townhouse from right after I got married, so it 2000 to about 2003.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you.
I haven't mowed my lawn for over 20 years.
I'm pretty much on a streak with you. I started mowing my own lawn once we moved to the house we're currently in, and that was in 2003.
Yeah.
And after about a month of doing it, I just said, I'm farming this out.
I don't think I've
been doing it ever. Been farming it out ever since.
I don't think I mowed it in the first single family we owned. I might have at the beginning, but then I got tired of it. So maybe it was a little. Like maybe in the first year of owning the single family.
Now when I lived in a
townhome, it's been about 20 years.
A townhome with a small yard.
Yeah,
that was doable. Like I felt like that.
Would you have four rows? I remember your townhouse.
Well, I mean, it was small.
Like, did you have grass in the back?
Yeah, we had a backyard was much bigger than the front. The front yard was
maybe two rows.
Literally 2 to 3 rows, and you're done. Right. Like I could mow my grass in 30 minutes or less.
Yeah, I don't remember
20
your backyard.
Minutes. I mean, it's a fenced-in backyard, and it was 5 times bigger than the front, but still not
so
a lot.
It was 10 rows.
Not a lot.
Maybe 10
but
total
then,
minutes.
Then with an expansive. Probably quarter to a third of an acre lot. I'm throwing my hands up, just not doing it.
Matt, how big are they saying this tree was? I mean, it looks like a huge tree in Manassas.
It doesn't say. I mean, just a horrendous beat. I did see that video last
week. It's the worst luck ever.
In Chester County, Pennsylvania, this woman outside of a gas station in a white SUV.
Okay.
She was on like a lowered road, I guess you could say, and there was a huge embankment with some very large trees.
Right.
Looked like horrible planning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, there's been tons of rain
this
month up there, too. This tree that must have weighed 100,000 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest tree I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Hit the car.
Smashed. The entire car right behind the driver's seat.
Oh.
The trunk exploded.
Right, and
SUV.
She got lucky and she got out.
She walked out.
She walked out, but she got so hooked.
I mean, she's probably, 3 feet further back. Dead.
She's dead.
She's probably dead. A foot further back. Yeah, she's definitely dead.
Yes.
Terrifying. The car exploded.
I'm sure
the car
did.
Exploded, correct.
Just terrifying.
That was a crazy video.
Have you had a close call?
With a
death.
Tree? Oh.
Well, of course.
Of course.
When I went to California for my daughter's gymnastics competition, this silly driver somehow got going the wrong way. I don't think it was a freeway.
You took a wrong exit.
I took the wrong exit and got all turned around, and then all I saw were headlights heading our way. And I said, well, I'm about to kill everybody.
Were a million horns honked at you?
No, but luckily I have good reaction skills, and I just pulled over into the shoulder, caught my breath, did a U-turn, and started going the right direction.
Did you make it to the highway, or you just were on the exit ramp?
Oh, I turned the wrong way onto the highway. Now, luckily, it was pretty late at night, and there wasn't a ton of traffic, but there was enough for me to realize I was pulling Jason Bishop. I was going northbound on a southbound, and it wasn't great.
Yeah, that's bad news.
If it had just been me that gets plowed into because I was stupid and I died, like that would have been horrible. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But bringing my wife and my daughter along with me for the worst ride of their life, I mean, I would have been cursing myself. If there's an afterlife, I would have been cursing myself for eternity.
What about you?
Man, well, I've got a couple.
Well, I know the big one.
Yeah, I mean, I was stabbed. That's
correct.
One. Yep.
Stabbed on the beach.
Yep.
But number two.
Was that Puerto Rico?
Yes. A car just missed me on a run one time because I was stupid and I crossed kind of a 3-lane highway when I thought that cars were stopping at a red light, mm-hmm. but they were stopping at a red arrow to turn to the left, but the other 2 lanes weren't stopping. So I saw one car stopping. I was like, oh, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I'm just running across. And then this car comes at me like 80 miles an hour, it seemed. And I missed it. I mean, I sprinted and it missed me by about a foot.
Oh. Yeah, you would have been blown into a billion pieces if that car hit you.
Oh, yeah.
There's no surviving that. I mean, if you get hit by a car coming through an intersection at 50 or 60 miles per hour,
you're done.
Like, they're going to be scraping you off the sidewalk.
Correct.
Because I used to not like to stop. You know, some people, like in a run, let's say you're doing an 8-mile run and you're on mile number 5. I don't like stopping at a red light and then, because then it's very hard for me to start again.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm 3-4 miles away from my house, I don't like to stop. I like to keep that momentum going. And so I kind of looked and went, I'll never do it again.
Probably. Yeah. Don't do that again. Don't run around major highways either. If you can help it.
I'm pretty much retired from running.
Yeah.
Can't do it anymore.
There you go.
Matt, any close calls that you can think of?
The car almost hitting that running through the building. If it was any other day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other day where Brett wasn't out for vacation, mm-hmm. I would have hit me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would have been dead. Like that car would have, there was no warning.
No.
Like there was no.
Didn't see it coming.
Horn honking, giving you any sort of heads up. You would have been pinned up against like the wall in your seat.
I know. People would have been so bitter at the podcast when it came out.
What a horrible way for you to have gone. Glad you dodged that bullet.
Why didn't we get the podcast? Yeah, Valdez died.
Yeah. Where's the podcast? Yeah. Valdez is pinned up against the computer.
You and Noodles escaped death that day. Good for
what
you guys.
What time of the show was that? What time of the morning?
Like around 8:00.
Was it mid show?
No, it was prime listening time.
Oh yeah,
prime time.
News stations, we're down there interviewing everybody.
You know what? We could use I don't want anybody to die, but like if a small plane flew into where the cubes are, where there aren't any people. Like if it happened, it'd be big ratings.
Yeah.
Now again, if a small plane flies in, like. Do I think the fireball is going to stop with this flimsy wall over to my right? No. I'm just saying in a hypothetical world, very small airplane crashes into the building and causes a big ruckus, but nobody dies. That's a good day in radio.
You know
Sorry,
what?
I'm be just better being honest.
Be
I'm
better
being honest
if, it,
here.
If it flew into the sales department on a Wednesday or a Friday.
Right. That side of the building.
That side of the building.
As long as like Ivy's not in, like burning the midnight oil when everybody
they work,
else is
they
in
work
here,
remote
like,
Wednesdays and Fridays.
We don't want that to happen.
That's probably the best time. But you're right. The ratings would be big.
It would be big. Again, I'm not rooting for that to happen.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's
I'm
not going to
happen.
I'm
putting a hypothetical out there.
But anyway, that's a horrible story about that woman.
But if the plane hits, don't hit in this corner, wherever, if this has to be, this is a corner, right? Corner of the building?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, don't hit on this corner,
100%.
Please. Thank you.
Hey, bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like game day, Main Street Bank's a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.